Well, I think what the birds are telling you is that the ecosystem and the environment is in decline and degrading. And so it's an early warning system for people that actually the coastal ecosystems are not in equilibrium. And so the degradation and loss of coastal habitat is increasing the risk of disasters like floods and storm surges actually having a negative effect on people.
What can the Convention on Biodiversity do to support partnerships like yours?
Well, actually, we have 23 countries in our flyway, and 18 of those are members of our flyway partnership. And today, we just had the announcement that the CBD Secretariat was also going to join our flyway partnership. So what the CBD Secretariat does is bring different set of players into our partnership so that many of our focal points from government agencies are from maybe different environment ministries than the ones that CBD is working with. So we are trying to work with CBD to strengthen partnerships within country for the protection of migratory water birds.
Do you remain optimistic about the future of these birds?
Yes, of course. You have to be optimistic. There are a lot of challenges, of course, because the rate of coastal destruction for infrastructure development and other unsustainable development is very, very high in our flyway. But nevertheless, some of our countries are actually moving forward quite quickly to protect and conserve some vital areas for migratory shorebirds. One thing that we're trying to do is we're trying to identify a series of sites throughout the flyway that if we protect them and manage them well, then the migration will be able to continue. And we've clearly identified what are the critical sites, and these are particularly in the Yellow Sea area of China and Korea. And if we manage to get these protected, then I think that the migration can continue into the future for future generations. If we fail to protect them, the birds will not be able to complete their migration. And so this sort of wonderful spectacle will be not there for future generations. And for me, I think that would be very tragic.
What is the main obstacle for the protection of these birds?
I think there are several different obstacles. The first is that there is low recognition of the value of coastal wetland habitat for migratory birds. So governments typically see these areas, particularly mudflats, as areas for development. And so there is a strong rush to create infrastructure and destroy these mudflats because people don't know that they are so important for birds. So one of the challenges is to actually raise the profile of this issue and make decision makers aware that actually it's very critical for our global shared biological heritage as well as for development. So we have to balance more the development and the nature conservation.
What would you tell to people that think that building new infrastructure for humans is more important than protecting these birds?
Yeah, you know, when there is this coastal infrastructure development, there are winners and losers. And so some of the people actually who are dependent on those coastal ecosystems for shell fisheries and for sustainable fishing and for many other things, they lose out. And very often the people who are benefiting are already, you know, some of the maybe urban elites of these countries. So there is a bit of an imbalance between who benefits and who loses. And so what we'd like to do is try to make people aware of this situation and say, okay, how can we balance this? And so I'm not saying we shouldn't have infrastructural development, but we can do it in a much better way. And one of the ways is to target what are the actually quite small key areas for migratory birds and try to manage those in a more sustainable way and identify other areas that are maybe more suitable for infrastructure development.